Hi everybody, it's Dr. Kerry Yerkew here. I'm a chiropractor in Kelowna. Today we're talking about stretches for neck pain and arthritis. This is a very common condition that we see in the clinic where patients have had a breakdown of their joints over a period of time called osteoarthritis. It's the most common form of arthritis we see in the clinic. The next most common form is something called rheumatoid arthritis. It's an inflammatory disease that affects the whole system, and that's generally can be seen in families or hereditary. Sometimes there's other factors that cause flare-ups, but multiple joints are affected at a certain time. Today I'm going to go over neck pain and stretches for osteoarthritis, or the most common form of arthritis we see in the clinic. So thanks for joining me today. If you guys are interested in getting more tips like this, subscribe to my YouTube channel, the podcast called Super Healthy. It's on Spotify, it's on Google Play, and on iTunes, and follow us on social media as well. So neck pain, that's our topic today, and we're going to be talking about what causes neck pain and how arthritis can affect neck pain. And with arthritis, what we see is joint pain. So a specific area is sore, and usually with arthritis, we see some compensation, like stiffness in that area, hard to move, aches and pains, reaction to barometric pressure changes, like people say, oh, you know, I can feel my joints aching, maybe it's going to rain, something like that. Because in arthritis, the joints are sensitive to changes. Even the cold, hot or cold changes can affect joints too. So arthritis is accompanied by stiffness, soreness in the joints, achiness, and it just affects your ability to do things. So when we do our diagnosis in the clinic and we do things like x-rays, we can determine if there's osteoarthritis in the joints. And then the next step is treatment. And we do chiropractic treatment for arthritis, but also we want to give the patient some things to do at home to help themselves. And today I'm going to talk about different stretches you can do. And I'm just going to switch slides here to those stretches. So just bear with me while I do that. And here's the stretches I wanted to go over today. So if you're on YouTube or even on Spotify, we have our video right now that's live on YouTube and a recording on Spotify. So you'll be able to see this handout right here. So number one is performing these exercises 5 times for each side. And the first one is saying no. So just slowly turn your head to the left so that you're looking over your left shoulder as far as you can. Then turn your head to the right as far as you can, do the opposite side. And do this 5 times on each side. That's gonna help with rotation. And often with arthritis, the joints are affected where you can't rotate your neck as far as you want to, or shoulder check. So we wanna work with that shoulder checking mechanism, turning your head right and left. And as you get chiropractic adjustments and do these stretches, it'll increase the range of motion because the adjustment increases the range, and then if you maintain that incremental improvement with these exercises, it's going to help you to work with the chiropractor as a team. Next is head tilt. So tilting your head to the right and left, so look straight ahead, slowly lower your left ear to your left shoulder, raise your head, then slowly lower your right ear to your right shoulder. You're still looking straight ahead, but you're just tipping the head so the ear goes to the shoulder on one side, tipping the head so the ear goes to the shoulder on the other side. That's going to help with the range of motion in the neck area. The third exercise I give for arthritis is chin tuck. So stand up or sit up straight on a chair with your head level and looking straight ahead. Place your index finger on your nose. Draw your head back gently while looking straight ahead. So you're just going basically straight backwards, using your finger just to push your head back, but keeping your head level. As you move your head back, you'll feel the back of your neck lengthen and straighten. And then hold this position for 3 seconds and repeat this 5 times. So these are 3 really good exercises for arthritis that I give my patients. And you can do these at home too. Now I'd caution you to check with your healthcare provider before you do any new stretches, because you want to make sure they're appropriate for your condition and where you're at in your care plan. So make sure you check with your healthcare professional on these. But these are 3 really good exercises for arthritis. I want to encourage you to follow us here on social media and on YouTube and our podcast, because we're going to be talking more about neck pain in the coming days. I'm currently working on the 2nd edition of this book called Neck Pain that I published on Amazon. And this book should come out in early 2023 or springtime. But right now I'm just doing the research on the 2nd edition. And what I want to add is some stretches and exercises like this to the book. I want to talk about some common conditions we see in the clinic, and then specific stretches and exercises for those conditions. So that way the reader, when they know they have arthritis, they can skip right to that section and then do those stretches and recommendations for their condition. So I just want to improve on the first edition. The first edition was the bestseller of any of the books I wrote. The audiobook actually sold really well, 4 times as many sales as the ebook or print. So I want to make sure I do an audiobook version of the 2nd edition. That'll come out again early in 2023. But I want to add some relevant content, some graphic images of these stretches that I'm showing you today and the subsequent days. And I do want your feedback too. So if you have any thoughts or if you have any ideas on how I can improve on the first edition of the book, or content you would like to see here on social media or on YouTube, please let me know. I'm all ears. Just type in the comments or DM me. Be happy to hear that. If you want to get the first edition of the book, I'll put a link below in the show notes. And I'll also put a link below if you're in the Kelowna area and you're looking for a chiropractor. By all means, you can contact me. I am accepting new patients. If you're not in the Kelowna area, you're looking for a chiropractor, you live in LA or you're in New York or Toronto, just DM me. I'd be happy to find you someone in your area and refer you to that person.